Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. We're holding the sixth line from the top of the Amud with a brand new Mishnah. And what the Mishnah tells us is something that we've known from the very first Tosfos in our Masechta. Because we started off the Masechta Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu Shaloi Lishmon Ksherim Elish Le'olu Labalim Shem Choyve Chutz Mipesach V'chatzis. A blazer adds also the Yashem. Now, what does it mean, Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu? Nizbechu means Shenishchetu, at the time of the Shechita. If you shech them Shaloi Lishmon kosher, except for Pesach v'chatzis. What about the other three avoidos? What three avoidos are there? After the Shechita, you have Kabbalah Sadam, you have Halacha Sadam, you have Zrika Sadam. How do I know the same Halacha applies? So the Tosfos already told us, the first Tosfos in the Masechta, Lav Davka Shechita, but all four. And now the Mishnah tells us this Halacha b'feirush. So zuk the Mishnah. HaPesach v'achatas sheshchotin shaloi lishmon. Oh, our case, Pesach v'achatas, shechted shaloi lishmon. But not only shechted, or kibel, kibolas adam, or holach, halachas, hoilachas adam, or zorak, zrikas adam, shaloi lishmon. Any one of these, shaloi lishmon. Or, in the very same avoided itself, the koyin, or the Shoichet had in mind two kavanas. He had in mind Oylishman, Vishaloylishman, Oylishman, Vilishman. In any one of those cases, Psulim, it's possible. Because we're talking about a Pesach v'chatos, therefore it's not only Loyolu, Labalim, Lishimchoyva, but in fact it's possible. Keita Lishma, Vishaloylishman. Give me an example. What do you mean, Lishma, Vishaloylishman? The person who's shechting, the person doing the Kabbalah Saddam, is totally fadrait. He doesn't know what he's talking about. No. He splits it up. Everybody knows Shechita, there are two simanim. So during the first simon, the Shoichet has in mind the Shem Pesach. And by the time he gets to the second simon, he has in mind the Shem Shlamim. Or fakert, he started off the Shechita, Shaloi Lishman, and then Vilishman, that the first simon he did the Shem Shlamim. The second city did the Shem Pesach, just the opposite. And this halach, and all of these halachas, Zevach Nifsal B'Arba Devarim, the Karban Pesach and a Karban Chatos are possible in four different avoidas. B'Shechita, U'B'Kibbel, Kibbel means Kabbalah, U'B'Hilach means Halacha, U'B'Zrika, any one of the four possible by Pesach and Chatos, Shaloi Lishmai. The Pshima Machshe Behiluch, Shehoya Oimer, Yefshe Shalei Beshchita, Shalei Bekabala, Shalei Bezrika, Aval Efshe Beloi Hiluch. The Pshima says, I disagree in one of the four, and that's Hilucha, because Hilucha is an avoider that you can do without. How can you do without it? Shoichem Betzad HaMizbeach, V'zoyrik, what happens if the Shoichem is shechting the carbon right next to the Mizbeach, he's right next to the Kerem, and he can be Zoyrik immediately on the spot where he just shechted. And so therefore there's no need to go and be Moilich the Dam. So even in those cases where there is Hoiloch as the Dam, sits in an avoider with which you can go on without going and doing it, in other words, Yitaka doing the Hoiloch in this case, because the Shechita was on B'Tzafai. And now a Kohen is taking the Dam and he's bringing it from that Mokoyim to the Mizbeach. But since it's a type of avoider which you can live without, in those cases where the Shoichet Shechs next to the Mizbeach, it's not an avoider Chashuva for purposes of passling with a Machsheves Shaloi Lishma. Reb Luz Oimer, HaMahalach Mokoyim Shetzorich Lahalik, Machshava Paisalis. So Beloza says something very interesting. He says it depends on the Hoylacha. If the Hoylacha is a direct route, that he's got to walk on that route, then the Hoylacha was necessary and Machshava passed. If he's walking on a Derech She'ein Tzorech Lahalach, he doesn't have to, then the Machshava doesn't pass it. So what do you mean you don't have to walk on that Derech? So Trashi Mechem, we're going to learn it on Daf Tezvav, which means the Miyat Hashem and Shabbos Kodesh, what exactly the Blazer means. The bottom line is a necessary halacha, the Machshava passes, an unnecessary Machshava, and an unnecessary halacha, the Machshava does not pass. And we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah again. We said in our Mishnah that all four avoidos, if the person doing the avoida, the marshal, the Kabbalah Saddam, the coin is Makabal Adam, and he has in mind a Machshava Shaloi Lishmoi,
passes the card. Faiti morva kabbalah mi pasla. Is that true? The kabbalah passes. Matanya. I have a brisa. And the first part of the brisa really is irrelevant to our discussion. The important thing is going to be the second half of the brisa. But we go through the whole brisa. Matanya shteid in the brisa zayin. The krivu. We've had this pasuk ready before. Shteid in pasuk. The shachat es ben abakol afnei Hashem. The krivu bnei aharon hakihanim es hadom. The zorko es hadom alam es beach soviv. So the literal translation, the krivu means to bring something koroiv. Like today, kiruv. Kiruv rechoikim. You're bringing someone close. Okay, so what does bringing someone close or something close means? I would think that the krivu bnei aharon hakihanim es hadom means halacha. Or perhaps it means the zrika, because you're bringing the blood close to the mizbeach by spritzing on the mizbeach. The Zokta Braisa krivu zu kabbalas adam. What it really is referring to is at the time of the shechita, the blood starts spurting out, so there's a kohen that's holding on to the klishores and collects together that spurting blood. That's kabbalas adam. Maybe the krivu means to bring it to the mizbeach and be zoydek. Kishuoyma, since the next word in the pasuk is vizorku, if you have Torah Ore Sholem of Reb David, that first pasuk here, the shachar is ben abokal lefnei Hashem. First you do the shechita. Vikrivu bnei aharon hakohanim es adam. What do they do with that dam? Vizorku es adam on the mizbeach sabbath. So vikrivu couldn't mean zrika because it says vizorku. Muzach zainer zrika omer. Hamani mekam vikrivu. So kabbalah sadam. That they have to be mekabel the dam. Fine. But now the pasuk says, "Who's mekabel adam? Bnei Aaron hakohanim." Darsh in the Gemara, "Bnei Aaron hakohanim shetehei bekoyin kosher ubikli sharis." When it says "Bnei Aaron hakohanim," lechoyre would be enough to go and say the kohanim. Why does it have to say "Bnei Aaron"? And once you say "Bnei Aaron," we have to say "Kohanim." Everybody knows that Aaron was the first kohen, and his children the kohanim, and the grandchildren the kohanim, and then that's the famous story and the famous joke about a person who wants to be a kohen because his father was a kohen. So everybody knows a kohen is a kohen is a kohen, and therefore, what does it have to repeat this for? Shetehi b'kohen kosher. First, that's going to be a kohen kosher. What's meant to kohen kosher? Says Rashi, lafuke chalolim ubali mumen. If you have a kohen who became a chalol or a bal mum, he is not kosher. It's got to be b'nei harim, but against dinim of a har. And it's got to be b'klisharis. What means b'klisharis? Klisharis we normally think of that you have to go and take a mizrak to makabel the dam. It says Rashi, b'klisharis means that the kohanim have to be wearing their big day kehuna because they are shoreis with the big day kehuna. They serve a kodesh baruch, they do the service with the big day kehuna. So therefore, the Rashi b'klisharis really means that the kohanim, when they're doing the kabbalah sadam, they gotta be kosher kahanim, not chalolim, not bali mumin, and they gotta be wearing their four big dekunim. How do we know this? From the words b'nei aharon kahanim. Omer Abakiva. Minayin the kabbalah shetlei tehei ella b'koyin kosher b'li kisharis. Abakiva does not learn that the mashmos of b'nei aharon kahanim, meaning that koyin kosher and klisharis big dekunim, and therefore since it's not the mashmos, it's not the direct definition or mashmois of the pasuk, I have to learn it from Exeter Shavu. What's Exeter Shavu? Nemakarn b'nei Aharon. B'nei Malhalon. Eilish mois b'nei Aharon hakoyhanim hameshuchim. Asher mile yodom lechayim. Rashi says whenever it says mile yodom lechayim, it means with the big day kahuna. That's how you have the milu yodayim. Aha. Okay. So since over there that b'nei Aharon says koyhanim hameshuchim, Asher mile yodom lechayim. So it means kosher kahanim meshuchim, ready to do the avoda, and they are wearing their klisharis. Malalon b'klayim kosher klisharis of kan b'klayim kosher u b'klisharis. So instead of Reb Akiva learning it stam from the taich, from the simple mashmoyis apazik, he learns it from Exeter Shav. Fine. So far we have not dealt with the issue of kabbalah lishma shaloi lishma. That's what we're going to go and address now. So Omer of Tati. Akapeach ezbonai im lo yishamati lahavchin hefrish ben kabbalah lezrika. Reb Tarfon often uses this expression, akapeach ezbonai, which basically means that I am so convinced and have such strong convictions about what I say that chas v'sholem, if I wasn't talking the truth, then chalila v'chas, my children chalila should go and pass away. So the point is, he's trying to say, mitazah loshen of great conviction.
It's a coin, by the way, the tarfin is a coin.
Okay, and that's wonderful. So what did Rabbi Tarfin have to say? Emlo shemati lahavchin hefresh. I heard, I remember years ago, chagehet ashir, in the yeshiva and the bismedish, I heard from a poisik, that there are differences, lahavchin hefresh, there are differences, being Kabbalah lizrika. Even though both Kabbalah and Zrika are two very, no thank you, are two very necessary avoidos. You have to have a Kabbalah Saddam, you have to have a Zerika Saddam. Gabi Hailacha, Shana Machloikis, Reb Shimon says you don't need Hailacha. However, Kabbalah and Zerika are both essential avoidos. But nevertheless, there are differences between Kabbalah and Zerika. But says Reb Tarfin, Ve'imli Lefarish, unfortunately, I don't remember what I heard in that shir. I heard a shir, and the shir was that there are differences. Abich Gedenknish, I don't remember. So Omer Bekiva, Ani Afarish, I will tell you the differences, and there are three differences altogether, says Rabbi Kiva. Difference number one is Kabbalah Le'osaba Machshava Kemaisa. When it comes to Kabbalah Zadam, a bad Machshava does not ruin it like a bad Maisa. Bad Maisa, for instance, if you were to go and take the carbon outside of the Beis Hamikdash, it will become posel b'yotze. Or if you were to touch it with a sheretz, it becomes tameh. No, machshava does not posel by Kabbalah. Zrika also by machshava kemaisa. A bad machshava by Zrika, like we had in the Mishnah Shaloi Vishmoi, that could tishmeter the carbon totally if, for instance, it was a carbon chatos or a carbon pesach. So before we continue on to the next two, what do we see Rabbi Akiva saying very clearly? That machshava does not passel by Kabbalah. Kabbalah is different than Zrika. And that's, of course, the Gemara's kasha as soon as we started the Gemara right after the Mishnah. The Kabbalah mi passel. You said in the Mishnah that Kabbalah passels. Here, Rabbi Akiva says, Befeish, that Kabbalah doesn't passel. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. We're not ready yet for the Teretz, because first we have to have Rabbi Akiva finish off the other two chilukim between Kabbalah and Zrika. And then we're going to have to hear some very flattering comments from Tarfin. And then the Gemara is going to address the stira that we just asked. So what are the other two differences? Kibla b'chutz ein chayv karis. Zorke b'chutz onish karis. And this is directly from this week's Sedra, from Achri Mois Kedoshim, where the Pasuk tells us that there's a din of Shchutei Chutz, there's a din of Halo'as Chutz, there's a din of Zrikas Chutz, but there is no din of Kabbalah B'chutz. Shchutei Chutz means the person is bringing a carbon, and instead of shechting it in the Mishkan or the Beis Mikdash, he shechs it outside. What's the din of Zrikas Chutz? Someone who's Zoyrek Dam on an altar outside the Mishkan or outside the Beis Hamikdash. Halloah is also the same thing. Yishamala Ivorim or Aimrin on an altar outside the Mishkan. Here we're talking about Kabbalah B'chutz. Kabbalah B'chutz ain't a chayiv karis. Zroke B'chutz anish karis. Mind you, the word Zrika doesn't appear beferish in the Torah. The Torah talks about that but then it says in the pasuk, "Dom yechoshev lo isha hu dom shafach." It's considered like blood, like he was letting out blood. And the worship shot means as if he's just shechting it for naught and just killing the animal because you're not bringing a kosher carbon. However, Chazal darshan the words "dom yechoshev lo isha hu dom shafach." The rabbis zrika b'chutz. So you can have three kohanim all getting nailed in the terms of getting a din of kares on the same carbon. How? One kohen goes and shechs in b'chutz. A second person does a zrika sadam b'chutz. A third person goes and he's mala the evorim on the altar b'chutz, all outside. So all of those, chas v'shalom, if a person does that, he's chayiv karis. Now what happens if there's a mekabelis adam b'chutz? The first person who's shechting the blood b'chutz, he cannot be mekabel the dam, he's in the middle of shechita. So somebody else goes and takes a mizrak and he collects the dam b'chutz. Is he chayiv karis? The answer is no. Ain't a chayiv karis. It's artu b'chutz, chonish karis. So that's chilik number two. Chilik number three. Kiblu psulim ein chayoven olav. Zarku psulim chayoven olav. The word psulim means kehanim that are possible to do the avoida, or for that matter, a zar. Now, why is he possible? A mushal, a balmum, a cholo, people that are disqualified from doing the avoida. If you do a Kabbalah, if a psulim, a posel person, a balmum person, a chol person, if he does a Kabbalah sadam, ein chayav and olav, he does not get a din of misa. So kul psulim, however, the people that did the zrika were psulim, and chayav and olav is a din of misa. Now, how do I know the Kabbalah? There's no din. Zrika, there is a din. So Rashi says, because there's a posel in the Torah that I gave them vavadatom, avoidus matona, I gave to them, and then the pasuk says, "Etein lahem vazora korev yumas." So the zora korev yumas is by vavadatam. Vavadatam means avoid the tam. Avoid the tam means that avoid the she'en achrov avoida. This is the final avoida. Zrika, there is no avoida after the zrika when you're talking about the dam, but after Kabbalah there are additional avoidas, and what are those? Halacha sedam, zrika sedam. So therefore, by Kabbalah, no din of azor hakorev yumas. Avada, don't do it. But there's no din of misa. Fine. Bottom line is, I have three nafkiminis between Kabbalah and Zrika, but for our purposes, the ikar is the chilik number one. Now, before we finish off the kasha, so the Gemara told us some very flattering comments from Reb Tarfin. Omli Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin now says, avoida, means that he's swearing. Now, our Gemara says, ati teisa yomen usmoil. The girsa, however, on the side is, uloi. Shaloi he takes a yom and a smile. You, Rabbi Akiva, you did not veer to the right. You did not veer to the left. You went straight on the golden path. Anisha mati ve'enli the farish. I heard this shir years ago, and I couldn't remember the nafkiminis between Kabbalah and Zrika. Aba'ata doirish, you, however, darshan so beautifully. Umaskim lishmua. And in fact, apparently Reb Tarfin is saying is that now I remember, based on what you said, Tosistaka, what I heard years and years ago, that that was the nafkimin, or those were the nafkiminis between the two. Paloshin azeh omaloi. And now Reb Tarfin exclaimed and proclaimed in a very flattering way, Akiva! Kalapoyrish mimcha, kipoyrish mechayev. Whoever leaves you, it's as if he is leaving his life. In other words, Rabbi Akiva, you are the life of Klal Yisrael, of Torah. Without you, we're all lost, chas v'shalom, as if we were all had passed away. So it can't be purged from you, Rabbi Akiva. Everything that you say is, gevaldige Torah. Good. All of this is a beautiful brisa, but bottom line is, what's our kasha? We said in the Mishnah that any one of the four avoidos passel with a machshava of shaloi lishma. That's what the Mishnah started off. Kibel v'holach v'zorak. Kibel v'holach v'zorak shloi v'shmon. Shloi v'shmon, shloi v'shmon. Al tzpsul v'mpasul, pasul. And the Mishnah can hit it on. That why? She'azevach nifsul ba'arbo advarim b'shchito b'kibel. By Kabbalah. Oh, so a bad machshov v'shloi v'shmon. Pasuls by Kabbalah. Yet, this braisa, Rabbi Akiva says, ani afarish. Kabbalah loy osaba machshov v'kimaisa. Only zrika. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, it should only say three. We should take Kabbalah out of the Mishnah. It's not only Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfin says, Rabbi Akiva, you're saying pearls. Givaldik. So what do we do? Do we have to make a machloikis between our Mishnah and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfin? Omer Rabbi Lekashis and Ishtu Kakashis and Ishtu Kamachloikis. We're talking about two different types of machshavas. Kan machshavas pigul, kan machshava machshavas shaloi lishma. Our Mishnah is talking only about shaloi lishma, and that's how the Mishnah began. A pesach v'chatish eschaten shaloi lishman. Kibel v'alazark shaloi lishman. Lishman v'shaloi lishman. Shaloi lishman v'shalishman. Alice is legabi machshava of shaloi lishman. That if a person had a machshava shaloi lishmoi by pesach v'chatos, even if this kavana was, or even if this machshava was b'shas, the Kabbalah, it passes. However, to machshavas pigol, that's where there's an afkimina between Kabbalah and zrika. Take an amir, bring a raya. The Tanish state in the Mishnah, she zevach nifsal. The zevach becomes possible by bodvarim. For like Tanish, why doesn't it say mispagel? That it not only becomes posel, but if a person has machshavas pigel, it becomes mispagel. And the difference between posel and pigel is a din of karis. Posel is no din of karis. Shema mina, by the fact that the Mishnah just says the word nifsal, it tells you only the lower type of machshava, that is machshavas shloi lishmoi, and not a machshavas pigel. Ah, so bottom line is, we've now been machalik by Kabbalah itself between machshavas shloi lishmoi, posel, A machshav espigel does not pass. Freit imar a machshav espigel v'pasul the Kabbalah. Is that true? V'atani I have a brisa. Yochel loytehi machshav esmiela machshav miela es ela bezrika bulvad. I would think that a bad machshava should only machkalia. It should only ruin it. By Zrika, minal rabbis shchita veKabbalah. How do I know that shchita and Kabbalah that all to ruins? And we're talking about pickle over here. Tamalim, it's in the pasuk imochel yochel mabsaz zevach shlamod. Again, it's a pasuk in this week's. Actually, it's an earlier pasuk, and then it is a similar pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. So, what does it say in the pasuk? We're talking about a shlamim. Then they ochel yochel mabsaz zevach shlamod. But yoyim ashlishi lo yeratze. Hamakrav, oh, you say, loy ye choshev, pigul yev, and evshe chatzim melav, avoyne yisa. Okay, so now, the Pashup Shan, this Pasuk, if you're learning in Cheder, in first grade, in second grade, then my ochel ye yochel, mepsar zevach shlamov, if a person were to eat from the flesh of the shlamim, but yoy mashlishi on day number 3, because you're only allowed to eat a shlam shne yom v'layla echad. So what happens if a person put the shlam into his refrigerator and now he's eating on a day 3? Lo yerotz, no good. And what's the din? Hamakrav oysay lo yechoshev pigul yia. It has the status of pigul. Aha. However, zokte gemara, that's not the pshat. Why is that not the pshat? Because lo yerotz means that it's not going to be oyle l'rotzin l'fonav. And Chazal Darshan, the only time you have to worry about whether it's oyle l'rotzin l'fonav is when you're doing the avoidos. Once you finish with the zrika, the major avoidos are now behind you, and you have done the, brought the carbon correctly and properly. So even if, for instance, you were to leave over all of the flesh and not eat it at all, or if you ate it chutzles manei chutzlem koimai, all this is getting boiled and fine. However, the carbon is kosher. No problem with the carbon. And so therefore, when it says in the yochel, yochel, you're going to eat it on day number 3, lo yerotze, that cannot be the pshat. But rather, what is the pshat? The pshat is talking about a machsheves pigul. What means machsheves pigul? That b'shas, the person is bringing the carbon. For instance, when the shoychet is shechting the carbon, or they're doing the zrika sadam on the carbon, they should not have a machshava of chutz lizmanoi and chutz limakoymai. What means chutz lizmanoi, chutz limakoymai? Every carbon has a specific time period within which it may be eaten, such as ishlam, ishne yom v'layla echad. If b'shas shechita, the shoychet has in mind that this carbon will be eaten in 3 days from now. And the reason why we want to eat in 3 days from now, because in 3 days from now is going to be Shabbos, and we're going to be able to eat on Shabbos Kodesh from the Shlom and from the Kodshim, that Machshava passels the carbon. And even if the Shlom is not eaten on Shabbos, you eat it immediately. Makes a difference. The carbon is passel. Why is it passel? You will mafagel it with this bad Machshava. Similarly, if a person were to be mafagel a carbon, how? By saying, I'm going to eat it, chutz from kaimai. I'm going to go and FedEx some of this flesh from the shlomim all the way to New York, so my good friends in New York should be able to go and eat from it on Shabbos Kodesh, or bizmanoi, within 24 hours, whatever. That's a chutz from kaimai machshava. By chutz from kaimai, it's a din of parcel, the aim by chorus, but it also is a form of pickle. It's not majorly class A pickle, it's class B pickle. Therefore, it's only possible the aim by cars. But both of them passel the car. So now the Gemara tells us, minayin l'rabbis, how do I know that this bad machshava is not only b'shas d'zrika? And the reason why the Gemara assumes initially b'shas d'zrika, because the lashon of the pasuk is lo yeratze. And the ritzi of the carbon is at the time of the machshir, or the matir of the carbon, and that's the time of the zrika. Just like by a chatos and an asham, the machaper is the zrika, the ritzi is the zrika for all kabbalas. Aha. So I might have thought that this pasuk is only talking about the zrika. Lo yiratze. Minay l'rabbi shchita v'kabbalah. How do I know? Tamalim. Then ochel yiyochel mitzar zevach shlamal. V'yem mishlish lo yiratze. V'dvom ha-mevim lidei achila kosim medavre. The lashon of him may ochel yiyochel tells you dvorim ha-mevim lidei achila. Those avoiders that are necessary to bring on the achila that otherwise you wouldn't be able to eat from the karma kosim medavre. And therefore, just like you need a zrika sadam, you certainly need a shechita. If you're not going to shech the animal, you're not going to have the blood to do the zrika. And if you're not going to be makabel the dam, you won't be able to do a zrika. So all of these things are necessary to be maybe the karmli day achila. Aha. Yochesh nimarve. Now, by the way, as the Gemara is going to explain shortly and on the Amid page, that the dinner of Heochel Yochel, what's the double lashon? Echad achilas adam v'echad achilas mizbeach. What does that mean? That just like the machshava of chutz lezmanei and chutz lemekoymai are machshavos that are mefagel. If a person has a mind to eat chutz lezmanei or to eat chutz lemekoymai, the same thing applies to the mizbeach. If you can have the mizbeach, eat chutz lezmanei or chutz lemekoymai. What does that mean? The mizbeach eat chutz lezmanei. If a person, for instance, does zrika sadam and he says, "I'm not going to do the zrika sadam on the mizbeach today. I'm going to do the zrika sadam mizbeach tomorrow, or 2 days from now. I got plenty of time. I'll put the blood inside the refrigerator, or I'll have somebody that's constantly stirring it, so it's not going to coagulate, it's not going to go and congeal. No good. It's got to be that the Zerika Saddam has to be bezmanei. Because Zerika Saddam is considered to be achilas mizbeach, because what does a mizbeach eat? Does a mizbeach really eat something? It's what those things that the Kodesh Baruch Hu required you to put on the mizbeach. One of them is Zerika Saddam. Number two, the Gemara is going to tell you even the Shvicha Shirayim. Because after you go and do the Zerika on the mizbeach, there's typically Shirayim left in the bottom of the Mizrak. You have to pour that out on the Yesod HaMizbeach. Let's call Shvicha Shirayim. And not only that, by every single korm you have the aymerim that you put on top of the mizbech, those are the chalovim. And of course by the oiler you have the entire oiler, all of the evarim. All of those are in the parasha of achilas mizbech. So therefore b'shas, one of the avoiders, if you have in mind to do that achilas mizbeach of zrika, or shirayim, or aktoris aymerim, chutz lizmanoi, that will also hassle the korm. But that's only in terms of the achilas mizbeach. But what about in terms of the avoidos? Meaning, what happens if bishas the shvicha shirayim, a person says, "I'm going to have in mind to eat this carbon chutz lizmanei chutz lemekoymai," or a person says bishas aktoris emurin, he's putting the chalovim on the mizbeach and he says, "In a boisai, you see this carbon is so holy, we're going to send it over to Bnei Brak because they're going to eat it on Shabbos in 2-3 days from now." After the Zman Ho Achila, I would think that that's Mefagel. No, that's not Mefagel, because those are not considered to be Avoidois Chashuvois. They're of course Avoidois, but they're not Avoidois Chashuvois, and therefore they're not in the same category as the four which we enumerate in the Mishnah, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilocha, and the Zrika. So again, let's start again this Brisa. What time? I would think that the machshava of pigel should only ruin the carbon and pass the carbon by the zrika. It's got to be not only the shechita and the kabbalah, but I should be marba af shvicha shirayim. And also the actor is emurim, that if bishas the shvicha shirayim on the yisoid, or putting the emurim on the mizbech, he had a machshava of pigel, tam aloyim bayom shlish lo yerotze hamakrev oisoi, lo yechoshev lo pigel yia, zrika bechlal hoisa. The posik says, lo yerotze, zrika was bechlal. And why do we go and include other things? Lo yechoshev other machshavos by other avoiders. Lahakish shaleh lo yimalach mazrikam yichadashi avoida umeakeves kapara. Just like zrik is one of the four major avoiders. In which respect? That if you didn't do it, it's ma'akev. I've called avoided ma'akeves, ma'akeves kapara. Those are the ones that cause. Pigel yatsu shvicha shirayim vaktoris emurim. That if you pour out the shirayim on the mizbech, or you mak the emurim on the mizbeach, and you have a bad machshava, that machshava will not passel the carbon. Why? She ma'akvin is a kapara. Because you can go and bring a whole carbon and do the zrika. And then when it comes to shirayim, you forget to pour it on the yisoid, or you just leave it in the mizrak, or you pour it in the drain, whatever. And you didn't do the haktoris emurim. Those are not ma'akvin kapara. We had already, of course, the gabe, this haktoris emurim already 3 or 4 times in our short beginning of this mesachta. Each time by Oshem Hu, it says after haktoris emurim. Haktoris emurim themselves are not mi'akit. So therefore, if you have a bad machshava b'shas, shvicha shirayim, haktoris emurim, it doesn't become pigul. This is the end of the braisa. And now the question is, what's the kasha of the Gemara? The kasha of the Gemara is very straightforward. We just finished saying, in the earlier stira between our Mishnah, which says that Kabbalah, a bad machshava passes, and Rabbi Akiva said, oh, there's a major difference between Kabbalah and Zrika. By Kabbalah, a bad machshava doesn't pass. So he said it's a stira. And the Gemara answered, a machshava shaloi lishma passes. Machshava spigel, by Kabbalah doesn't, by Kabbalah doesn't pass. Didn't we just say now, minayin l'rabi shchita v'kabbalah, that they do pasul? And we're talking about over here pigel, that's the whole pasuk is talking about pigel. So we see by pigel that kabbalah, and my bad machshava does pasul. So make up your mind, what's going on? Everything Gemara is the chasir. Everything Gemara now on the Amid Beis, el aloi kasha, hadi omar hareni shoychet amanas l'kabbal zomba l'mocher, hadi omar hareni mekabbal zomba amanas l'ishbach shirayim l'mocher. What the Gemara is basically telling us is, it depends where the Kabbalah fits in the equation of Machshavas Pigel. Is it in the numerator or is it in the denominator? What do I mean, numerator or denominator? Because we have two parts to every Machshavas Pigel. One part is the Avoida, in which the Oyved or Avoida, typically the Kohen, is doing the Avoida. Especially the Kabbalah Sam, it's got to be a Kohen. Okay, so when he's doing the Avoida, that person, we have to identify what he is doing. Then that's the numerator, if you will. The denominator is, when does his machshava, when does he want his machshava to go and be chal? On what part of this card? So it says the Gemara, Hod yom hareni shoychet, he's in the middle of the shechita, and he's saying that I want to make a kabbalah lemachar. That's one form of a potential kabbalah being involved in a machshavas pigel. Hod yom, the second case is the other way around. Hareni makabel, it's in the numerator. B'shas the kabbalah sedam, he says amanas lishbach shirayim lemachar. Oh, that's the distinction. So what? In the first case, when he says hareni shoychet amanas the kabbalah dama lemachar, it does not pasul the carbon. It is not a machshava hamifageles. On the other hand, hareni makabel dama, when I'm being makabel the dam amanas for the purpose of lishbach shirayim lemachar, that is a case of a machshava that is mefagel. Now the obvious question is, what difference does it make? In both cases, there's a kabbalah involved in the machshava. Shokti Gemara, there's a grois nafkimina, because the whole tachlis of pigel is that the pasuk says in hey ochel ye ochel b'shtei achilos hakosen medaber echad achilas odom the echad achilas mizbeach. So when the kavano or the machshava of the kohen is to do something which is going to be improper or inappropriate vis-a-vis the mizbeach, achilas mizbeach, you nail him on pigel. However, if he wants to have a bad machshava on something else which is not directly related to the mizbeach, that's not a machshava mefagelis. And therefore, back to our Gemara, if he says v'shas ha-shchita, I'm going to do a kabbalah zam lemachar. Okay, mister, you shouldn't be doing kabbalah zam lemachar. You should be doing kabbalah zam right now. And the emerson, physically, it's impossible to do the Kabbalah Sadam Lamachar, because the Kabbalah Sadam happens in the time of the Shechita. But anyway, but this is what the Koyin or the Shoicha decided to say. Kabbalah Sadam Lamachar. This Kavana or this Machshava is Gunish Mit Gunish. The reason why it's Gunish Mit Gunish is because, let's assume that you could do a Kabbalah Sadam Lamachar. That is not a Machshava Mefagelis, because Kabbalah Sadam is not Achilas Mizbeach. It's Kabbalah Sadam. So therefore, that doesn't passel the carp. Mashenkin, in the second case, when he says, "Areni mekabel dama," I'm doing the kabbalah sadam now. Almanas on the condition that I'm going to do shvicha shirayim lemocha. Shvicha shirayim is achidas mizbech, like we said on the Yomar Aleph. Shvicha shirayim is achidas mizbech. Haktoris emurim, zrika, haktoris evarim by an oila. Those are all mizbech directly related to the mizbech. Therefore, that's the case. If I have a machshav b'shas the kabbalah that I'm going to do an eating of the carbon tomorrow, achilas adam, or that I'm going to have a zrika sadam tomorrow, or shvicha shirayim tomorrow, all of those are achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, which is mafagel the carbon. Zeh good. So the first teretz that we gave earlier, that the only time that a machshava passes is a machshava shaloi lishmoi, b'shas the kabbalah, but a machshava is Masheves Pigel doesn't passel by Kabbalah. That's talking about when the Kabbalah was on the second half of the equation, the denominator, so to speak. He said, "Rabbi Shoyechet, I'm an Asta Kabbalah." That's not a Masheves Mefagelis, and therefore it's not possible. And that's the difference, like Rabbi Kiva said, between Kabbalah and Zrika. Because if the person says, "Areni shoicher amanas," lizroi damal amachar, oh, that's achilas mizbeach, and that's mafagel. But if I say, "Lekabal damal amachar," that's not mafagel. The second brisa says that I'm being marbe, lo yechoshev, any machshav, and not only by the lo yerotze, by the Zrika, but also by the Shechita, and also by the Kabbalah. What is that talking about? That b'shas the Shechita, or b'shas the Kabbalah, I have in mind, lishbar shirayim lemachar, oh, that's achilas mizbeach, that's a machshava of pigol. Very, very clear, teretz amachai. And now the Gemara is going to basically repeat the same thing, but not by Kabbalah, but by Shvicha Shiraim and Akhtoris Eimurim themselves. That what? That there too we have that same distinction. That if you have the bad machshava during the Shvicha Shiraim Akhtoris Eimurim, those is gurnished, because those are not avoidois chashuvais. But if during one of the four of the regular avoidois, Shchita, Kabbalah, Hailoch Zadam, and Zrika, the Kohen has in mind Lishbach Shiraim, or to be Makta Mimur Lamach, or that is Mefagel. Because even though it's not an Avoidus Chashuvais, but that's Achidus Mizbeach. Jokimar, Omle Ahumer Rabban Lerava, Ushvich Shiraim, Akhtoris Emurim, Leipostel, Ul Machshava. The bottom of the Omid Aleph, he said, Yochel, I would think that not only Zrika, and also Shechita and Kabbalah, but also, I would think, Shvich Shiraim, Akhtoris Emurim, Tamaloyim, and no, Yotz, Shvich Shiraim, Akhtoris Emurim, Ein Ma'akvenes Akapar. So Jokimar, based on that, you're telling me loypostel b'machshava. Then I'm going to the Mishnah. Yoch loytei machshava me'elis ele b'achilas basar. I would think that the machshava's pigul has to be that I'm going to eat the basar tomorrow or 2 days from now. Tomorrow, when it's a regular carbon, by shlomim would be 2 days from now because shlomim is nechal shleiyom b'lai lech. Minay l'rabbi shvicha shirayim v'aktoris imurim. That there too, if I have a machshava to be shofech the shirayim, the whatever balance of blood is remaining in the mizrak, I'm going to pour it out on the yisoid hamizbeach, or I'm going to be makted the imurim chutz lizmanoi. How do I know that that is also a machshava of pigul? Tamaloyim v'imochel yeyochel b'shtei achilas akosim etaber. Achil chilas adam when a person is going to eat the achilas chilas mizbeach, and achilas mizbeach includes shvicha shirayim v'aktoris imurim. On the Omer Aleph, I said that Shvicha Shem Akhtoris Imurim do not cause pigul. And here in the Omer Beis, I say that Shvicha Shem Akhtoris Imurim is something which is mafagel. So make up your mind. Same teres lekasha. Hod the Omer Arini Zoyik Amanach Lishvich Shiraim Lemochar. Because in such a case, it is a machsheves pigul. Because when he's saying during the Zrika that I'm going to be Shoyfech Shiraim, Shoyfech Shiraim, that's Achilles Mizbeach. We just said, Vishtei Achilles Akos Medaber, Achilles Odom, Achilles Mizbeach includes Shvicha Shiraim, because you pour on the Mizbeach. So that would be a Machshava that is the Fag. Hod Yom HaHareni Shoyfech Shiraim. During the Shvicha Shiraim, he says, Almanas Lahakte Imurim Lamachar, or for that matter, Almanas, that we're going to eat the Karbin Lamachar. That is not a machshav mefagelis. Why? Because although on the achilas mizbeach part, that's solid. Lahakta imurim, that's a valid achilas mizbeach. But the shoyfek shiraim is not an avoida chashuva, because it's not an avoida which is ma'akev, the carbon. If you didn't do the shvicha shiraim, the carbon is still kosher, as long as you did the first avoidus mekashrus. That's why it's not a machshava that would be mefagel to pasel the carbon. Can we start now a new shtickel? Omer of Yehuda b'rei de Reb Chia. Even though in our Mishnah we only mentioned four avoidas, I'm now going to add avoida number five, legabe the halacha of the chatois hapnimiyos. What are chatois hapnimiyos? So at the beginning of this week's parsha in Achrei Mois, we start off with the avoida on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol had to bring two chatois, his own parachatos, as well as the seirachatos. In both of those cases, you had to do all the blood, zrikois and hazo'ois, lefnim, and v'lefnayv lefnim. But none of them was zrikois outside on the mizbeach ha-chitzvayim. That's why it's called chatois ha-pnimiyos, because the dam is all done in the venik, in the heichol, and in the Kodesh Kadosh. As well as throughout the year, you could have, at least theoretically, the par helem dovishol tzibur, or the par koyinam mashiach. But there too, you also have the dam lifnim. There you don't have lifnai lifnim. It doesn't go all the way to the Kodesh Kadoshim, but it does go into the heichal. Those are also called chatois pindimiyos. Fine. To do the chatois apnimiyos, the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, in the parhelm of Shutzibot, in the parkoyim Mashiach, v'tovel hakoyin es etzbo'ei badon. The coin goes and he puts his finger, he toivels it badon. By the case of the chatois hachitzoinos, your normal karmachatos, the Torah never uses the expression v'tovel. Rather, it says v'lochach hakoyin min hadam. He takes from the kan, and what does he do with the dam? And he puts it al kanos hamizbeach. So therefore, the usage in the Torah of describing how you do the halacha and the zrika is different between the chatois pnimiyos and the chatois achitzoinos. The chatois pnimiyos, the Torah uses the expression v'tovel hakoyin es boi vadam, while by the chatois achitzoinos, it's talking about v'lochach hakoyin min hadam. All right. So even though the actual putting on the Mizbeach was parallel, was similar, here talking about Mizbeach HaChitzah, Mizbeach HaPanimi, and of course you had all the Azois before the Paroiches, and on Yom Kippur, Lefnai V'Lefnim, in front of the Aron Kodesh, all is there, they're good, but the focus of the Gemara is on the Tevilas Etzva. The Kohen now, after the Kabbalah Saddam, he toivels his Etzva in the blood to be able to go and do now the Hazoi Saddam. If Mishas that Tevila, he has in mind to do something, achilas odom or achilas mizbeach, chutz lizmanoi, et mefagel, tefilas et mefagel, et mechatois penimis. So this is already, in a sense, an addendum to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah only has four, and we're adding tefilas etzba, a fifth one, but only by chatois and penimis. Zishom me'ilfa, Ulfa heard this halacha. Omer kamei hitzit rapada, it should really be barpada. He repeated in front of barpada. Yomar and barpada said, klum lamadnu pigal elam ishlam. The whole mekor of pigal by ala kabonis we learn from shlam. What's the pasuk by shlam? Which we quoted in the Omer Aleph and mei ochel ye ochel by yom ashlishi. The only carbon that you do by yom ashlishi is the shlam, in the sense that all the other kabbanis is only nechal yom v'layla. Shlom is 2 days, and so therefore if you do it for the third day, that's chutz l'zmanai. That's only by shlom. So we learn all other kabbanis from shlom. Ma shlom ain't tvilas etzba v'gelos ben. In fact, by shlom there is really no inyan of tvilas etzba per se, because you're mekabel in the mizrik, and you do the zrik sadam from the mizrik, so there's no inyan in putting your etzba in the blood, and therefore were a kohen to put his etzba in the blood and circle it 3 times and say shechianu and say malu moyden, whatever he would do, and he has a bad machshava of chachilas odom rachilas mizbeach chutzlis manoi, it would not be mafagel. That's not an avoid. So therefore avchatas l'choyre ain't tvilas etzba v'gelos ben. How can you go and learn that chata should be greater than the shlom? The whole makara of pigal is from shlom. If shlom there is no such inyan of tvilas etzba mafagel, by chata should also not be an inyan of tvilas etzba mafagel. That was the kasha the Barpada asked to Ilfa, who was repeating this halach of Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabchia. So Gemara, 1 second. Do we learn everything from shlom? The Bach changes, we're going to have a few lamdus, and the Bach changes them all to lamadnu. Do we learn everything from shlom? If that's the case, meaning, and this is where we come to the famous expression that Barry has shared with us in the past, the pigo perfect expression. What's my pigo perfect? Pigo perfect means that for something to be pigo, every other aspect of the carbon has to be kosher. If there is another part of the avoid of this carbon which is not kosher, it undermines and negates the halacha of pigo. So for instance, imashlomim shloi v'shmat. What happens if a kohen is bringing the carbon shlomim and bishas zrika sadam, bishas kabbalah sadam, whatever, he has a machshava of shloi lishmoy. I want to bring the shlomim for an oila, I want to bring it for an asham, I want to bring it for any other carbon. What's the halacha by shlomim? Stated in the Mishnah that it's kosher. But it's a kosher carbon.
So therefore, it must be that pigle. It doesn't undermine the pigle status of this carbon. Meaning, when the shoich, the shechting, he says, I have in mind that we're going to eat this carbon in a week from now, which of course is achilas odom chutz lizmanoi. That's a machshava pigle. But what happens if afterwards Bishas is Rika the Marshal? He says, I'm doing this not for a Shlomim, I'm doing it for an Oila, which is a Machshava of Shaloi Deshmoi. A Moitzvide Pigle. It's not going to undermine the Pigle. Why won't it undermine? Because a Machshava Shaloi Deshmoi by Shlomim is really nothing. It's still a kosher carbon. Yeah. But it's a kosher carbon. So therefore, since it's a kosher carbon, it's Pigle perfect and it's Pigle. However, Afchatus, are you going to tell me, since I'm learning Hilchis Pigle, Chatos from Shlom. Hey, you can tell me Chatos Shloim Vishma. Hey, Moitzi B'day. Pigol. What happens in Bashas? The Chatos. Same situation. Bashas is Shchita you had in mind of Shloim Bizmana. They're going to go eat it a week from now. And Bashas is Rika. He had in mind not for Chatos. He had mind for an Hashem. He had mind for an Oila. He had mind for Shlom. Whatever it was. That's what Machshav Shloim Vishma. We learned in the Mishnah Machshav Shloim Vishma by Chatos is Pasul. Avad is going to be moitzi b'dei pigle because I don't have a kosher carbon to be mafagal. I have a pasul carbon. You can only be mafagal a kosher carbon, not a pasul carbon. Why? Didn't you just tell me that we learn chatas from shlomim? So, just like by shlomim, shloi v'shma, it's not moitzi. Say b'chatas also not moitzi. So you see that there's a difference between the two. How do you distinguish between shlomim and chatas? Because after all, we had those extra psukim, both by Pesach and by chatas. The Gemara says, "V'shachat oisa lechatas oisa." It's got to be dafka. This one l'shem chatas. By all other kabbalas, it doesn't have to be oisa. If you didn't do l'shem that other carbon, it's still kosher. So we have extra psukim by chatas, which we don't have by shlomim. Here too I have an extra pasuk. I only have this pasuk by Chatois Apinias, I don't have it by Shlom. So therefore your kasha, I'm learning the whole thing from Shlom, how can I add one more avoider? The Torah added one more avoider. Kakasha nishto. And now the Gemara basically repeats the same type of discussion, at least initially. Om Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Bali Azu Shamati, here up in this attic I heard, as we've heard in many other Gemaras, sometimes they learned in seclusion up in the attic on the second floor. So Rabbi Shu ben Levi says, I remember that Bali Azu Shamati, Shatvilas Atma Fagelas, oh, by the Chatois Hapnimios. It's Toy Bar Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rish Lakish said, I'm surprised. Klum Lamadnu, Pingo Elam Shlom, the whole Makar Pingo from Shlom. My Shlom means with the same kasha that the Barpada asked before in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, do we learn everything from Shlomim? Shlom doesn't undermine the pigle because Shlom 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 is a kosher carb. So I'm going to tell you, so you see that although the Makoyer is from Shlomim, but Chatas is other dinim. So here too, the Chatas is other dinim that Tvilas Etzwa is Mefagelas, Nishka Kasha. Or Rabbi Yosef Mechanina, in Hakol Mishlom Laman. We don't even have to go and say that I have extra limudim and extra psukim. I learn it from Shlomim, purely from Shlom. What does that mean? Hoyl bechutzlam koymoy poisel bishlam bishaloy lishmoy poisel bechatos machutzlam koymoy poisel bishlam moitzim dey pigel afshaloy lishmoy poisel bechatos moitzim dey pigel. What is Rabbi Yosef Chanina telling us? Rabbi Yosef Chanina says you don't have to distinguish between shlam and chatos and say, well, we have extra psukim and extra limudim and extra chumras by chatos over the din of shlam. So they're different. So the Bishchanin is basically the same. They're both basically parallel. What the Torah tells us is, it's got to be pigle perfect. And pigle perfect means that there should not be any type of other psul in the carbon which would undermine the pigle. Because if there is another psul, no pigle. And therefore, let's give an example, takalagabe shlom. What would happen if the kohen has two machshavas? Bishas is shchiti has in mind lemarshal for shaloi lishmoi, and bishas is riki has in mind for shaloi bim koymai chutz lim koymai. Sorry, I didn't mean shaloi lishmoi. I meant chutz lizmane bishas the shchita and chutz lim koymai bishas the zrika. So the chutz lizmane is a machshav mefagel. Everybody assumes, this carbon is going to go straight to pigle. Yesh by karis.
Oh, but before he finished off, he had a machshava of chutz from kayim.
He tripped it up by the second machshava.
Exactly. And by the way, we're going to have later on masechta whether it makes a difference if this is the first or this is the second. Can you go and undo it once it was already pickled? But that's not our sugya for today. We don't have to worry about that. The important thing is that if by another one of the avoiders he has a machshava of chutz from kayim, that's going to go and pasul ishlam. A pasul of karmi can't be mafagel. And therefore, says the Gemara, poisel bishlamim, and there will not be a din of pickle. Same thing is, shaloi l'shmoi, paisel b'chatas. In other words, these are parallel halachas. By shlamim, chutzlam koimai, pasels. By chatas, shaloi l'shmoi, pasels. Our first mission in the Masechta, chutzmi paisel b'chatas. Ahat. Ma chutzlam koimai, paisel b'shlam, moitzvi de pickle. It won't be pickle perfect, it'll undermine the pickle by undermining the carbon's kashrus. It's going to be a pasel of carbon. It can't be mefagel. Why? Because he had this machshav of chutzlam kaima. So the same thing applies to achatas. Afshaloi v'shmoi ha-poisul b'chatas, moitzia midei pigo. And now similarly, says the Gemara parenthetically, that when I have a tvilas etzba with a bad machshav of pigo v'shas, chatois ha-pneimiois, the same thing applies. Because all you have to have that I learned from shlam is pigo perfect. By pigo perfect, by shlam, the only case that I can think of at the moment to undermine the perfection of the pigle is a shloi b'mekoimai type of machshava. Perhaps there are other things as well, but we're not dealing with them. So a shloi b'mekoimai machshava undermines the machshava's pigle. So too by other kabbalists. If you have other similar machshavas that undermine, where would we have other undermining machshavas? So for instance, by Chatas and Pesach, if you have in mind a shloi l'shmoi, that would destroy the pigle perfection. And the same thing is now by the Chatois HaPanim. If Bishas the Tvilas Etzba, he went and had a bad machshava, that is mefaga. Why? Because otherwise it was a perfect carbon. It was just this problem of the Tvilas Etzba, so that's mefaga, because all kabbanis, you look at their internal workings and structure and psulim, and then decide, does it become possible? Does it become possible? So even though the whole mekoyer of chatas is from shlam, shlam has its halachas of pigle and undermining of pigle, and chatas has its halachas of pigle and undermining of pigle. And therefore, nishkakash.
Usually the
Gemara
has in
chatas, doesn't go into that.
Usually, you have other examples.
Not usually, Gemara often does. Why it doesn't do it here?
And the particulars of that particular mitzvah are
very rough. This would be appropriate to go and talk about that machloek, because our Gemara doesn't deal with it. You have to look in the Mefarshim why the Gemara didn't raise it. Maybe the Gemara Taka raised it somewhere else. After all, the Gemara doesn't have to raise every single issue every single day. Anyway, Amr Yirmiyah, Mitzidah Tavra. Mitzidah Tavra means from the side I can go and break this whole discussion. What does it mean I can break this whole discussion? You just try to go and show a beautiful parallel, Rabbi Chanina, between Shlomim and Chatas. That Shlom has its psulim, like Chutzlam Koimai, and that undermines the pickle. And same thing by Chatas, it has its psulim, which undermine the pickle. 1 second, how can you compare? Chutzlam Koimai is a universal, generic type of psul. It's not only by Shlom, it's also by Chatas, for instance, and by all other kabbalists. And therefore, perhaps the only reason by shlomim that it undermines is because it's such a powerful psul that it passes throughout all the kabbalas. That's why it undermines the pigle. But maybe the psul of shaloi v'shmoi, the pesach v'chatzis, say nacham itake, doesn't undermine it because it's only limited to these two kabbalas. Elamai yisach l'meim, what are you going to tell me? Dover al poisul behen moitzi midei pigle. Dover ma'akid behen mevi midei pigle. What you're going to go and tell me is something that passes might seem a day pickle, like a shloim lishmoi type of situation, the face of a chatas, or shloim koimai situation by all kabbanis. It's dobra poisul ben. It's moitzimi day pickle. It undermines and negates the pickle. It's not pickle perfect. It's dobra ma'akiv behem. Same thing would apply to dobra, which is ma'akiv, meaning that if you have one of the four avoidos by a regular carbon, by any one of them, if you have a bad machshavas pigle, maybe a lidei pigle. Zochanami, same thing is by a regular chatas, as well as a chatois ha-pnimiois. Dovra poisel bo moitzi midei pigle. Whatever passes in it What means in it? Such as by a chatas a machshava shaloi deshmoi. Not only a machshava of shaloi koymoi, but a machshava shaloi deshmoi. That moitzv they figure that it undermines it. The ma'akiba, such as the tvilas etzba b'chatois ha'pinimiois, mevila they figure. So shenishu like gefelach, I can learn one from the other after all. Orav Mary afanan namitinina. We learn similarly. Where did we learn this? We are now turning for a moment from regular kabbalas and from chatois apinimiyos to din of a carbon mincha. By mincha, as we will learn in Mietzshem Masechtos Menachos, you also have four avoidos, and those four avoidos are parallel to the four avoidos that you have by a regular carbon. What are those four avoidos? You have the initial kmitza. That kmitza is the form of shechita. You put the kmitza into a kli. That's like the kabbalah sadak. You moilach the kli to the mizbeach. That's like the hilacha. And then you take the kli and you shuckle out the kmitza on the mizbeach. That's like the zrika. And those are therefore four avoidos. And zirak lav. This is the general rule. Kol hakoinit. The person who makes the kmitza. Or the noisim mekri, the person who puts the kmitza inside the kli. Ma moivich, the person is moivich. Mi amakdir, that all four of them can also be mafagel the carbon by having a machshava of shaloi bizmanoi, that we're going to eat this mincha after the proper time. So these are also the four avoids. Es mishlein the kmitz hainu shoychit. I understand. Moivich hainu moivich. Moivich and moivich are the same. Makdir nami hainu zoyich. All of those are direct parallels. That I don't understand the parallel. Why? Because Elaine, you're going to tell me the dummy the Kabbalah, it's similar to Kabbalah. Me dummy, there's a fundamental difference. What's the fundamental difference? By Kabbalah Saddam, the Kohen really is a passive observer. All he does is he's holding on to the Mizrach. The Shoychet is being very active. He's shechting the animal. And guess what happens? All the blood is spurting out into the Mizrach. And therefore, the Kohen who's holding the Mizrach, all he has to do is be careful that he doesn't get too close so that his clothing does not get bloodied. But otherwise, he doesn't have to do anything. It's Mamelikos. Mashenka, in the case of the Kemitza, after the Kohen has the Kemitza in his fingers, he has to go and be Shokel Verami. He has to go and put it into a clay. So he's very active. Two different types of avoids. I don't understand how you compare the two. Ella, Mushnachzam, Kim Loisagi, Tole Yohib, since you cannot go and take the kli with the kmitza to the Mizbeach without putting in the kli sharis, and you have to put it into the kli sharis. And although we had a machloikas a couple of days ago where the kli sharis is ma'akiv or not, you remember Reb Shimon said, I learned from the pasuk of kachatas v'ka'asham, that the mincha has the same status like kachatas and asham. What's the same status? That if you go and take it the kli, you gotta take it with even the smart. While if you take it biyad, you have to do a dafka biyamin, just like by chatas is biyamin. So Reb Shimon holds that taka kli sharis is not ma'akiv. However, our Gemara is going with the Tanakhama that disagrees with Reb Shimon, and apparently that's the halacha, that kli sharis is ma'akiv by the kmitza, that you have to go and put it in the kli sharis and be moilechit to the mizbeach. Is Zokti Gemara. Is Elamai. Zokti Gemara mitami. Elakim lo isagli yoiv. You have to go and put it al korche into that kli, into the kli sharis, to be moilach the kmitza to the mizbeach, and therefore al korche avoidach shuvi muzach zayin that it's avoidach shuvi. Without it, you can't be mechaper, you can't be meratza with this karmen mincha. Hachanami kibli sagli avod lo. Since you cannot do it without it, in other words, you cannot by the chatoyis apnimiyos do the nesinas dam without the tovel akoyin betzpoy al korche hain alocha. That's part of the halacha. It's not part of the zrika. It's part of the halacha because when you dip your finger in, now you can take your finger out, and now you can start doing your hazois. The Gemara called it halacha. You might have thought it's part of the zrika. It doesn't really make a difference. But point is that it is an avoided that the Torah was machshiv. And Zokti Gemara, therefore, that's the af anan namitinina. Rav Meri says, I have a raya from the following Mishnah or Braisa, that zeakal kol hakoyim is v'noisin. Just like over there, anything which you have to do, even though it's not on all fours with one of the major four avoiders, because the sinas kli is different than the kabbalah sadam. Here it happens automatically, and here you have to go and put it in with an activity, with an active act. So they're different, but makes a difference. They're still sufficiently the same. Here too, since it's an avoid of chashuva, you have to do the avoid of the tefillas etzva. It's part of halacha, part of zrika, what have you. Then avada, it's ma'akim, and therefore, if you have a machshava mafagel, it's apostles.
But why are you saying the Kabbalah is passive? I mean, a Kabbalah, a mizrach, didn't he have a flat bottom? Somebody had to hold it so that it wouldn't spill. So there is.
So you're saying they're both the same.
There's effort to hold the.
But you see that more of an effort when you're putting a kmitza inside.
It's more physical, but there's still an effort.
But you say it's basically the same.
There is human intelligence and effort involved in holding the mizrach for Kabbalah.
Always human intelligence. Look, the more light. Le'olam, you have no raya from this price or this mishnah legabi kmitza. Why? The dummy the Kabbalah. It is the same. Why is it the same? Ah, you told me active and passive and passive and active. But the kamer zochem meila hasim iu kashak of the earth. Kimin the idi matan kliu mali la meila mali kashak of the earth. What difference does it make? The important thing is that you have a receptacle, you have a vessel in which, in one case, you have the dam, and in one case, you have the kmitza. What do you need that receptacle for? To go and be moilach, to go and take either the dam or the kmitza to the mizbeach. So it's a necessary part of the avoda. And therefore the Kabbalah of the dam and the Kabbalah of the klisharis are basically parallel and identical after all. And then you can add Barry's additional svara that there is an activity even by the case of the mizrach. He's holding it, etc., etc.
It's not a pail you can just leave on the floor and it stands by itself. It'll tip over. So it wouldn't coagulate.
Excellent, excellent. Anyway, so bottom line is the two are parallel after all. Therefore, you cannot bring a raya that since it's an avoider that you have to do, you can't go without it. That's the reason why it's avoider chashuva. No, that's not the reason. The reason is because they're talking parallel, Kabbalah and Kabbalah. And therefore, you have no raya lekami the tefillas etzva. Tefillas etzva, we taka said, is mafagel, but karay hostanish from this mishnah, this brisa. Why don't you have a raya? Because Kabbalah and Kabbalah attack are the same. Don't tell me this is mamegla, this is kashokel, and therefore it's loisagi loyov alkot and muzis ma. No. They're both exactly identical. They're both parallel. They're both the same. And if we have no raya, it can be our case of the tefillas etzva. And yet you should be continued tomorrow, Rabbi Isai. Have a wonderful day.